News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. Maybe by the end of this hour, we'll get into some very interesting facts we learned about Shirley Temple over the break. Because we were just talking about the Arnold Palmer drink, and then I said to Dalton, there's another drink that goes by a certain name, and it's alcohol-free, and then it came to me, the Shirley Temple, because she was a little girl child star, so if you get a name a drink after her, it was going to be, you know, one without any alcohol. Dalton went down the Shirley Temple rabbit hole.
Yeah, boy, did I.
Wikipedia. And he was churning out some facts to me. Anyway, we...
What a life she had.
Good and bad.
We might get into that. I'll just...
At the end of the hour, why not?
Well, let me tease you with this.
Okay.
There were a lot of rumors about Shirley Temple early on. One of those false claims that circulated that she was not a child but a 30-year-old dwarf. Due to her, they said, stocky body type, which is just downright rude to me.
But stocky body type, and she never lost teeth. And, so it was like, what's going on here?
And that was such a prevalent rumor that the Vatican even dispatched Father Silvio Massante to investigate whether Shirley Temple was indeed a child.
The Vatican wanted to know, huh?
Crazy.
I think they got bigger things on their plate. But anyway, that's how big a star Shirley Temple was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a lot of good and a lot of bad in her life, and it was all for public display, right?
It really was, yeah. And I don't think...
From the age of four on, I guess.
And I don't think the bad came from her, but
to her. Yeah, exactly.
She's terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of interesting.
We'll also talk with Rob Holbert with Lanyap coming up in the second half of this hour. Had a big show up, show down, I don't know if you want to call it, regarding the historic homes on Conti Street.
Yep.
And they ruled yesterday, the architecture board, that those houses are going to stay where they were.
It was unanimous, except for a couple that recused themselves from the vote. Mm-hmm. So that, I think they were just following the rules.
And
I want to get Rob's opinion on that. Obviously, Lanyap covered it. And if you go to lanyapmobile.com, it's right there.
And a couple texts I wanted to read first before we get into this Nexstar and DirecTV dispute. Also, Spectrum and Disney. But Derek said, Tucker's interview last night didn't make the big three list. It did not, Derek. And a major part of that is I'm just trying to figure out how to discuss that on the air and have this station keep its FCC license. But if you're unaware, Tucker Carlson had about a 40-minute interview last night. I didn't watch the entire thing yet. I had a lot of other prep to do and childcare. But talked with someone who claims that in 1999 he had a, let's just say, a bit of an affair with former President Barack Obama, and that this happened back in 1999. And
it's a man.
A man who says that he got together with the former president. And Tucker taking a lot of heat on even having that interview and posting it. But it's crazy that it's not really even being discussed in mainstream circles.
Not being discussed by us, kind of, sort of.
Well,
but maybe we'll get around to that, like you say, after we figure out the best way to
approach it,
discuss it.
Yeah. And Gary says, Dan and Dalton, happy National Beer Lovers Day. How did you know, Gary? How'd you know?
I don't think I'm a beer lover. I'm not against it,
I'm a beer lover.
Yeah, I think you are more of a beer lover.
Yeah, no doubt. So I know a lot of you out there have DirecTV, and some of you were asking us a few weeks ago, hey, when is this contract dispute between Nexstar and DirecTV going to end? And in our area, Nexstar owns or runs one local channel. That's WKRG,
right?
Channel 5, obviously a CBS affiliate. And WKRG has, this is not on them at all,
This
big contract dispute with DirecTV. Nexstar owns all kinds of stations all across the country, not just CBS, but Fox, NBC, CW, which I don't know if that always comes with CBS or what. But so they have been blacked out on DirecTV for weeks now. And this is all about contract negotiations. And we've seen it happen plenty of times in the past with other channels. There's a big one going on right now between ESPN and Spectrum, or
Premier?
ESPN and Spectrum, I believe, not Premier. I was thinking it was Premier. And
so what is Spectrum?
So Spectrum is another cable provider, and they provide cable to a lot of America. Actually, so many people get Spectrum that it has already affected ESPN's ratings in a major way just a week into the college football season.
Because you simply can't get any of the ESPN channels. Is it like a Disney dispute with Spectrum? So all the ESPN and ABC as well?
Yeah, so this really started making the news when Florida played Utah on Thursday night.
That's when they zapped it, right?
Yeah, Charter Communications owns and runs Spectrum, and they're in a distribution dispute with Disney. And I think this was right when they began kickoff last Thursday night.
Brutal.
That ESPN went dark on the cable channels for so many of these. And there are a lot of people in Florida who have Spectrum, and they were expecting to be able to watch their Gators play. And it's probably a good thing for them that they
didn't
see the game. Yeah. But that went dark. And with Fox having the Colorado game over the weekend with TCU, which pulled about 2.5 million viewers, Fox ended up having, across their different channels and shows, higher ratings than ESPN for week one of the college football season.
Interesting.
Which is unheard of. Really.
Interesting.
You don't see that happen very often.
It's been a number of years, but they are more the startup.
Yeah. So I don't know how many of you have Spectrum and whether that affects you or not, but I know a lot of you have DirecTV. And with Nexstar owning KRG, the local CBS affiliate, that means that a lot of games are not on. A lot of football games that you're trying to watch, including this coming Sunday, you have the New Orleans Saints opener against the Titans. Now, the Saints would normally be on Fox.
Yeah.
This is CBS this weekend.
Hmm.
So that'll be tough for a lot of folks to deal with. Maybe a lot more people heading down to Heroes to watch the game or some other places that may have it on.
Yeah, you know, there is. That's a good point. There's always sports bars if it has to do with a game. But if you're just hanging out at your own house, you have no plans to go anywhere, maybe it's just you want to watch programming. And with ESPN, too, they are wall-to-wall games on ESPN and ESPN2. All Saturday.
And
maybe ESPNU and News and SEC Network.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bunch of games that people aren't seeing.
Yeah, it's major news. And I've always thought that these contract disputes usually work themselves out before football season.
Right.
Because those are such a boon to the ratings.
Such a threat. And then they begin to negotiate more sharply, and then they get the arrangement right at the deadline. But that didn't happen.
And I said that it would before this football season, and I was wrong with the Nexstar and DirecTV dispute. And there's less and less news coming out about this, maybe because it's been going on for so long. I guess they did work out a deal with some of the CW Nexstar affiliates, and those will or have returned to DirecTV. If you do have DirecTV and you have KRG back on, let me know. But this is DirecTV, and it doesn't look like this will end anytime soon. DirecTV even filed a complaint last week with the FCC and asked them to investigate Nexstar over the blackout of ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC stations. Nexstar is saying that DirecTV has manufactured the crisis and that the FCC doesn't need to get involved. And they've been going back and forth like this for a long time. DirecTV says Nexstar is withholding local news and sports, and Nexstar says DirecTV is misleading its customers. And because of that, these channels have been dark on DirecTV for now over 2 months. This cordcuttersnews.com says, while carriage disputes are common, the length and vocal nature of this fight stands out, and the back and forth suggests there isn't an end in sight. So big money on the line here. Nexstar is wanting DirecTV to pay more for the local channels.
Yeah.
And DirecTV is saying, look, we're competing against not just Dish or some of these other satellite companies, but also streaming companies and cable companies, and they can't afford the prices. That's what DirecTV is basically saying.
And Disney's losing their backside over streaming, right? It's not.
That other fight with Disney and Spectrum, the Disney family of streaming apps, which would include ESPN, Disney Plus, and Hulu now, they're not seeing the numbers they thought they would with ESPN. And they're trying to create, I guess, going forward, basically a standalone. So right now you can get the ESPN Plus app, but unless you have a contract or you're paying for YouTube TV or Fubo or DirecTV or Dish or whoever it may be, you don't get the actual ESPN channels on the app.
Uh-huh.
You can only get the ESPN Plus stuff. ESPN's trying to make it soon so that you can pay and get all of the regular ESPN channels live and also all the ESPN Plus streaming.
So you remember it was a year ago that I woke up and Georgia was going to play Oregon that day, maybe? And there was the ESPN one there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a dispute with, I think it was Dish. I was Dish at the time. I live in an apartment, so it's kind of an apartment-wide thing, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's on Dish. And suddenly it was like, wow, what can I do? And I was able to get like YouTube TV for a free 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I hooked you up with that.
You did. You're my IT guy. So you hooked me up. And then I was satisfied with YouTube TV, which it's got its advantages to it. And I think it's kind of wonky in some ways. And anyway, so then I kept complaining about the Braves mm-hmm. on air.
Yeah, because YouTube TV had Fox Sports South, which became Bally Sports, that contract, they had another dispute.
And
about 2 years ago, that went away, and YouTube TV hasn't had the Braves or Predators or
MLB Network
since. Yeah.
So then I finally decided I'll do something rather than just complaining, and I got some ideas on the text line, and I had to get a Roku to switch to Fubo.
Yeah.
Now that's something that would take most people probably a half hour. It was you were with me on the phone. That was an 18-hour process. I had to run out and get this and get that anyway.
But you're happy with Fubo now.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine right now if you are without ESPN and or if you're going to miss the game you want to see this weekend, I'm sure you are pretty ticked about all this.
And a couple folks saying you can always get a digital antenna to
yep.
pick the
KRG.
Local stations up
yes.
over the air. And no more reason to do that than if you want to watch the Saints on Sunday. But
yep.
this cord cutting was supposed to make it easier and cheaper for everyone.
Mm.
It's become more expensive, and now you never know if you're going to get the dang game.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to have the Shirley Temple Hour later today, but we'll definitely have to dedicate a couple of minutes at least to all that Dalton found out about the curly-haired little precocious star
mm-hmm.
from back in the day.
Maybe we'll start doing Wikipedia Wednesdays.
I like that.
On the show.
Yeah.
We do a deep dive into an interesting life. And what a life she led, right?
Yeah. How about the guy we did a Wikipedia deep dive on, a guy that was named Tex
yeah.
and actually ended up was the founder of Madison Square Garden
mm-hmm.
and he was from Texas and he lived quite a life down there, goes to New York and says, hey, I think I'll be in charge of this place too.
Yeah.
Builds Madison Square Garden and names the team the Rangers.
Yeah.
After the Texas Rangers. Rangers.
We were always wondering why they were the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
Texas Rangers.
By
amazing.
The way, and this might be C.B. Carl talking about the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley Temples. Little boys never drink Shirley Temples. They have Roy Rogers. I didn't remember that. I guess, is that a thing?
Yeah, so Roy Rogers.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
for sure.
Adults who are trying to stay alcohol free, the Arnold
Palmer. Yeah. We need to, let's make the Dan Brennan on the text line. What do you think we should mix together for the Dan Brennan? And we'll get some local restaurants to start putting those together.
Oh, wow.
This texter said, Tuscaloosa will be invaded this weekend by Texans from the blue city of Austin. I wonder how many citations or arrests will take place involving Austinians because they tried it in our hometown. Yeah, I don't know if you're talking about the weed smoking that happened so often in Austin.
Or do they think that they're going to bring up like a portion of Antifa? I mean, are they going to roll off the bus?
I imagine you could walk quite a few places around Bryant-Denny Stadium and it smells like weed even
today.
Even today. Austin comes to town.
Yes.
And that might be good news for the state of Texas as they're having some energy issues once again with the heat. Remember
yeah.
back when they had that big winter storm
oh, yeah.
and so much of the state went dark? Well, they're asking people to conserve energy in Texas again. So maybe it's a blessing that so many of them will be coming to Tuscaloosa and sitting in the top of the stands.
I was going to say, yeah. So there's only two decks at Alabama. There's the lower deck and the so it's not like a three-deck stadium. Georgia's got a third deck
mm-hmm.
on the visitor side. And they called it the Tech Deck because that's where they put the Georgia. I mean, there's no love lost between those two universities. So they put the Tech fans in the third deck. And it is, when I was there, if you were to say, okay, we're going to expand this stadium, where would we do it? And be like, I don't see a possibility. Were you going to put a third deck over the second deck was high.
build up.
And it's like, you can't do that. You can't sell those tickets. They're in the sky.
Yeah.
They did it.
Yeah, and then they gave them away to tech fans.
They did.
Pete says, have you watched football on ESPN? ESPN sucks. Well, you know, if that's the only place where they have the game, I'm watching. He also said ESPN misses more plays than Clemson.
Yeah, we were talking about that. What game was?
USA Tulane.
And that was on what?
ESPNU.
And there was a touchdown in the second half that USA scored on a pass wide open receiver, and the cameraman simply, he panned over. You never saw the reception.
Didn't see it.
No.
It could have been 10 yards above the receiver for all we know.
It's the worst highlight ever because he missed the receiver catching the touchdown, and he was wide open, and somehow he panned over and missed the whole play.
IT Jesus says there's always a digital antenna if you need to watch the game. Yeah, I always tell myself I'm going to go out and get a digital antenna in case I need it, you know, if a storm knocks out the internet or something like that. I don't know. But I'm just too lazy or I forget about it. But for that, this texter, known as Sad Troll on the text line, still looking for a better name to call you, Sad Troll, but said, you can look on YouTube. They have excellent tutorials on making an antenna for free that will get those over-the-air channels.
Okay.
Yeah, very interesting. This texter said, there is life without TV. True, there is, but you know, there are a lot of Saints fans and people who want to watch the local news, WKRG, and some of our favorite teams on CBS.
Yes.
And it affects them no matter what. Philip says the Dan Brennan would be hot coffee mixed with cold coffee.
Well, I guess that was my reaction to actually drinking.
He says it's to match your always consistent, perfect temp personality.
Oh, wow. That's very, very nice. So I'm not too hyped up. And I'm not too snoozy.
Perfect blend of hot and cold,
well,
he says.
Well, I will take that as the compliment, and thank you very much.
Yeah, David says the Dan Brennan would be, he says you're fire. Well, this has turned into a personality thing for some reason. Yeah, he says Tabasco.
What does he say?
All right. If we're going to create a non-alcoholic drink, I never said it had to be non-alcoholic. If we're going to create a non-alcoholic drink called the Dan Brennan, it needs to reflect his personality. I think we should do Tabasco sauce, lemon juice, and apple cider vinegar. Because he's bitter and fiery. Now, I would say when you talk to David,
that's the only time I'm fiery at all. And I'm not bitter at David. He contributes on the text line. That's fine. He calls from time to time. So I like David.
Yeah. So Dalton doesn't want to take the time to hook up a digital antenna to watch the Saints and Titans play. What? Does he have like a couple kids or something that keeps him busy? I have a couple kids, but I'll be watching the Saints and Titans game because I have YouTube TV and they have WKRG.
And by the way, back to the Shirley Temple discussion, you're fortunate enough to have your own Shirley Temple in your house, and her name is Peyton.
Yeah.
She's got the curly hair.
Curliest hair of all time.
And she is quite a personality.
Mm-hmm.
She really can't even say much yet, but you think the kids that can't communicate well don't have a personality? That ain't your Shirley Temple. She's on go.
Yeah, David said you're fiery. Peyton is fiery.
Yes.
And I never realized how difficult curly hair can be, especially when you're dealing with a little girl.
Yeah.
Having to comb out the knots.
Yee.
Oh, boy. She does not like that.
She probably shudders at the sight of a brush, right? 8:30 with Dan and Dalton. We're going to talk with Rob Holbert from Lanyap on the way on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We'll talk with Rob Holbert from Lanyap Mobile here in just a second. First, let me tell you about the great folks at Tobias & Comer Law. It's a local personal injury law firm that's helped get fair compensation for hundreds of people in our area for decades from their office down on Dauphin Street. They'll help guide you through your case from the time you first talk until it's all over, and they don't pass that responsibility on to some lawyer you've never met who may not even be from the area. With Tobias & Comer Law, from car to boating accidents, defective products to workplace accidents and maritime injuries, they've seen it all, and their website's great and full of useful information, tobiascomerlaw.com. You'll also find the phone number there for a free consultation at any time of the day. And that number is 251-432-5001. Check them out online today, tobiascomerlaw.com.
It is Rob Holbert from Lanyap Mobile joining us this morning. And good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good, guys. How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, we're doing great. And we've had a pretty big discussion today about some contract disputes. A lot of folks around here not getting WKRG with the Saints coming up on CBS this weekend. And
yeah, that's a big deal, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's that is something that I know I'm concerned about because it's not on my TV either.
Yeah. So, and I don't know.
And the NFL is here, and I may windmill at my TV set if that happens. I mean, I may go crazy.
And yeah, I don't know how it's personally affected you, but we've been talking for so long about how all this cord cutting was supposed to make things easier and cheaper, but it's just resulted in more expense when you pay for all the apps, and then you have all these contract disputes, and you never know whether you're going to get the channel or not when it's something you're lined up to watch. So it's been an interesting conversation.
Well, it is, it is a pain from that standpoint. And, sometimes we get people say, oh, I can't believe we've got to subscribe for the news, and I say, you're already paying for a subscription on your cable bill that you pay for local coverage. And so you're paying for that in addition to your, not just your cable bill, but when you pay your bill, there is a line item there for these stations that are local. So you're paying for that too. So, I mean, it is it's an aggravating situation. And, I like to watch, I like to watch CBS Sunday mornings, and I haven't had that in a while. So, and Meet the Press. So, or Face the Nation rather. It gets a little old.
Yeah, no doubt.
I wonder when it's going to happen. Yeah.
And as far as paying for the Lanyap subscription, I mean, I say this even when you're not on the air, Rob, but it is well worth it. And again, this week, you guys just have so many big local stories that you're doing deep dives into, and we'll get into some of those here. But I want to start with the major loss for not just our area, but parrot heads around the country. And that's
around the world.
Around the world, yeah. Passing of Jimmy Buffett. He passed on Friday. The news came out Saturday. You find out Sunday that he's been battling cancer for the last 4 years. And I know you've got some musical ability, some musical roots, Rob, and you also wrote about Jimmy Buffett this week.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know Jimmy. I was lucky to meet him once, and I saw him at a Margaritaville down in his Margaritaville cafe back in like 87, just sitting there eating a hamburger. So that was the first time I ever saw him. But I loved his music, and it's weird to me. For a lot of people, I think his death has been a much more personal thing than most celebrity passings. I guess it's for some of us too, because he's local and he grew up here, and most of us, there's a lot of people here who actually know him, and there's only like one degree of separation for most of us from him, and everybody kind of knew somebody who knew him. And and also I think he always came off like a really nice guy. A lot of people, I don't hear stories about him being a jerk or doing things that were that were not great. And a lot of people really liked him. I don't know. I think there's always, people talk about his music being escapism, but I always think it's kind of actually, his story is really a positive one as well. And it's just sort of, you look at a guy who, started busking on the street and that kind of stuff, and ended up on Forbes' list of billionaires. Mm-hmm. And so obviously a very, really sharp businessman, as well as a great musician and writer.
Yeah, there's going to be a tribute to him in Mobile. We'll talk about this a little bit tomorrow with one of the organizers, I guess around this time. Anyway, the parade is going to be, it was announced on Facebook on Tuesday, set for Sunday at 4 o'clock. Parade attendees are encouraged to meet at the Riverview Plaza Hotel at 3 o'clock. Parade's going to start an hour later. A lot of local musicians and people who are fans of Jimmy Buffett alike are going to converge, and I don't know how many hundreds of people might end up being at this thing. It's going to be a second line up to Moe's Original Barbecue on the other side of downtown. So just a heads up for Buffett fans, parrot heads, and local musicians. That's going on, and of course, it's absolutely free. You don't have to pay anything to be part of all that.
Yeah, and
One of the things, too, I really had hoped before, obviously, I don't think any of us knew he was ill, and I mean, he was 76 years old. I don't think that, I was as shocked as anybody when my wife said that. She's like, "Oh my God, Jimmy Buffett died." I'm like, "What? How'd that happen?" I'd hope that somewhere along the line, the city would reach out and and name something after him, something significant. Mm-hmm. I think should, you know, and
I agree
that it happened before he had, before he died. I wish it, that it happened, but I hope it does happen. I think it's, I mean, you know, I think he's the most successful person from here. I mean, I, you know, from a business standpoint, certainly from a musical standpoint, he's been the most successful person we've had around here. And I know there's always been this little bit of a tension, it seems like, between him and the city, but I think it's time to name something after him. I hope it, you know, something maybe like the airport, maybe a bridge. You know, I don't know. I think it's something cool to, you know, you think about all the millions of parrot heads out there that might like to stop on the, you know, go over the Jimmy Buffett Bridge or something like that.
Yeah.
Or fly into Jimmy Buffett International Airport. I don't know, you know, I mean, they named an airport after Ronald Reagan. Can't they name one after Jimmy Buffett?
Well, New Orleans is named after Louis Armstrong.
Exactly. Louis Armstrong. Yeah. There's John Wayne Airport. There's all sorts of, you know, I think it'd be a great one. And he was an aviator too. So, and we found out recently too, that he donated some airplanes, some vintage airplanes to the battleship.
Yeah, that wasn't released until after he passed, and then because it was an anonymous donation at the time.
Yeah, and who knows what else he's anonymously donated?
I was just out there looking at those planes a couple weeks ago, actually, but they were pretty cool.
Yeah, one of the proposals that comes from our very own Jim Ziegler, and I say our very own is in our area's own Jim Ziegler.
No one can take ownership.
You can claim him if you wish. Go ahead.
So he's saying the Bayway should be named after Jimmy Buffett. Now Sean's pointed out,
I said that. I said that it should be the Causeway years ago, so Jim Ziegler can get in line.
And for a lot of us, and Sean's been talking about this all week, the Causeway makes more sense with the Buffett vibe rather than maybe a toll route.
And I think for those clubs, well, they're restaurants and with some music, but it'd be pretty cool for their address to be Jimmy Buffett Causeway,
I thought it would make a lot of sense a long time ago. Jim can go back and check, but I wrote that a long time ago that, you know, it would make sense to have it down there where people could pull off the causeway, onto the causeway, get a bite to eat,
right?
You know, get in touch with the water. I think that would be a great place,
great place to name.
After him, Dale Leach suggested airport the other day to me. I said that's not a bad one either. So
speaking of the Causeway and the Bayway, some news on that in this latest edition of Lanyap, and Kyle Hamrick, who spoke with some of the local leaders, also some of the officials of this massive bridge and Bayway project. $2.7 billion is what they still have it listed at. We'll see if the price rises over the next few years, but looks like things are on track, even though we really haven't been discussing it much over the last few months. I know Jack Burrell, the Fairhope City Councilman, also chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, he said they're on the hunt for more grants to maybe cut some of the cost off of this big bridge. So far, about $375 million combined between state funding and a federal grant. But they're thinking they could break ground by the end of this year or early next year, and this thing could be built by 28 or 29.
I mean, Santa Claus is going to – it just seems like, 5 years to build that bridge, it seems – I mean, God bless them. I just don't think that'll happen. But it does. You know, it'd be nice to see it get started. Yes. I don't know if those numbers are, if those dates are going to be met or not. We'll have to see. It has obviously been something we've been talking about for 20 years now. And I know that there's money in pocket and there have been some things that have begun. But, when they really actually break ground and start building it, I hope it'll be, the end of this year. We'll see. But it has tended to take longer for everything, so I don't know.
Stimson even said that yesterday when he said, I think we're on track and the dates, and then he said, actually the dates keep on
moving,
but he felt good.
They move all the time.
Right.
And the concept, this is the first time I've heard anybody say it's going to take 5 years to build this. You know, that's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
That number has never been thrown out there before. I've heard 8 years, I've heard 10 years, I've heard a number of things, but five is aggressive.
Yeah, it's It's going to take some time, and then we'll be paying those tolls off for a long time, too. I forget.
We're going to get it done just in time for flying cars, guys. That's
going to
happen.
It's going to be simultaneous.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, you know, that might fix some of Spanish Fort Mayor Mike McMillan's worries about this entire thing. As we've all been talking about the new bridge and the elevated bayway, he's saying, hey, in the meantime, there are going to be a lot more people on the causeway, and we're going to need some fixes. We might need to figure out a way to get more cars onto the causeway. And LDOT has yet to act or say they're going to act on that, but a lot of the local leaders are saying, you know, good point, Mayor McMillan. We need to figure this out at the same time we're figuring the rest of this
sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah.
And if we have the flying cars, when people say stay in your lane, you say there ain't no lane. I'm in the air.
Speaking of flying cars, what we probably should invest the money in a DeLorean to go back in time and start this process 15 years ago. Yeah. That's what we need. This is the problem with having waited so long and screwed around with it. It's a crisis mode, and it's not going to be alleviated quickly.
And
this is the world we're going to live in for a while.
And evidently, you know, and I don't spend a whole lot of time in the greater Birmingham area, but 65, I should say, up there, for I guess any time 30 miles outside of Birmingham up or so is kind of at a crisis level too. It's just a parking lot some days up there.
I mean, it's, you know, when I lived in D.C., you couldn't go anywhere.
Right.
I mean, that's just how it is, you know. And, I mean, we're not used to that, but that's what we're getting into.
Yep.
You know, we're getting to a point that is an issue. We're having the sort of traffic issues that come with, you know, that a lot of people deal with all the time. We have not been used to that, and we don't like dealing with it. But these are certainly, you know, I was dumb enough to end up on the Eastern Shore on about noon on Labor Day, and trying to get back was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that you just these peak times, it's really brutal. But, you know, I guess you can still say, hey, you know, if you're in Atlanta, it's like that every single day.
Right.
So, you know, we at least get this, you know, it'll start to calm down a little bit for a while here, for several months.
Also in this latest edition, and we don't have a whole lot of time with you left, Rob, but you got the information on the Conti Street decision last night, but also a follow-up on Alex Crow, the former Mobile priest, and Kyle Hamrick wrote about that, and the family's attorney, Christine Hernandez, now saying that they don't think that the 18-year-old female actually wanted to go with Crow, at least initially, and that he had to really convince her to leave America with him. But the sheriff's office and everyone's still working on figuring this whole thing out.
Yeah, she got cold feet the night before, and he spent about 6 hours talking her into going. You know, so it's, there's some stuff there. We're going to have stay tuned. We're going to have a big story coming here in the next few days.
So, hi, Rob.
We'll have some stuff about this. We've been working on something pretty expansive on that.
Let them know how to sign up to get Lanyap online, Rob.
All right. You can go to lanyapmobile.com, and it just costs $1 for the first month. It's $6.50 a month after that, but you can check it out for the first month for just $1 and see if you like it. And
very
if you
good.
Think you will.
Lots I think
of,
you will.
Lots of news there.
Yep. Thanks, Rob. We'll check in a week.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You got it. Rob Holbert with Lanyap 849.
And we're coming up to wrap up Mobile Mornings on this Thursday morning. And we'll get to some of your texts if we can, and also let you know who's coming up on the Jeff Poor Show. A54 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, a segment of the show brought to you by the great local crew that Trey Bennett has at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And apparently a lot of y'all feel the same way that we do about Trey and the crew, because you let them know in their Google reviews. They have well over 200 five-star Google reviews for the local 1-800-GOT-JUNK service. We've been doing work around here for over 15 years now, and great work at that. Pull randomly here from the reviews. This one from Aline. She said, I cannot say enough good things about Trey and his Mobile area service. They were amazing. They helped me, and the amount of friendliness and patience and problem solving was out of this world. Thank you, Trey. You genuinely care about your clients. I wholeheartedly recommend them for any of your junk, moving, or removal needs. And there are many more reviews where that came from, because 1-800-GOT-JUNK has earned every single one of them. And it's very easy to set up an appointment. If you have a pile of junk or a room full of junk, that you need to get rid of, why don't you call them today? 1-800-GOT-JUNK is the number. But you can also do all of this online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They'll give you a free on-site estimate with all-inclusive pricing and no hidden fees. And so often I've seen many reviews where they've said as much. You can call and they'll be out there on the same day. They're already on the way. So have the friendly professional teams at 1-800-GOT-JUNK do all the heavy lifting for you. Again, that number is 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and you can set the appointment up online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Go to the text line where we see that Lloyd says, for God's sake, enough of Jimmy Buffett, and the line parade is absolutely stupid. And so anyway, he says he's a fan, but he thinks that they're kind of overdoing it. All right. Anyway, we'll have more on that second line parade that Lloyd thinks is really, 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 really stupid.
Well, if there's a week to overdo the Jimmy Buffett talk, it would be the week where his passing was announced,
I
would say.
And I think this second line parade was put together in like a couple of days, and it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a big turnout, and that Mobile will not look like they've just gone silent in the wake of the death of Jimmy Buffett.
And, you know, so often, and not that the local politicians don't want something like this to happen, but it's really the community that spurs things on.
Yeah.
And it's through talking about it a lot and organizing things like the Second Line Parade that the city can show their love for Jimmy Buffett. I mean,
the organizer did the city a favor.
Yeah.
And, I think.
And would they ever name anything after Jimmy Buffett if there weren't a lot of people saying, hey, we need to find something around here that we all love and name it after him, or, you know, maybe put up some kind of a statue or something to honor his legacy in Mobile. It's us. It's you that helps drive that kind of thing.
Sure.
So it may sound overdone, but that's how things happen.
Yeah, and so it was organized Tuesday. It was way before anything was being overdone. It was just a reaction to his death over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Somebody quickly got the idea and moved quickly to say, we need to do something here, and next Sunday might be the best day.
Jeff Porcho on the way. He'll have Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune on in hour number one. Looking forward to that. Will Ainsworth, the lieutenant governor, in hour number two. You were talking about the backups on I-65.
Yep.
Ainsworth's heard about that.
Yes, he has.
He won't stop talking about it either. In hour number three, from the Baldwin County GOP, Patrick McWilliams, who always has some good commentary on the politics of the state.
Shirley Temple, Dalton did a deep dive during the 8 o'clock news, and it included that people began to pull her hair because there was a couple of rumors about her. Number one, she was a dwarf. Okay. And number two, her hair was fake. She wore wigs. And so when she was out in public sometimes, people just randomly tugged on her hair.
Yeah. Sounds like a tough life for old Shirley Temple.
It was a tough life.
She got super involved, though, in politics.
Yeah. She was a conservative Republican back in the 60s, and she was appointed by Nixon, right?
Yeah. UN General Assembly. Nixon appointed her. And then Gerald Ford made her the U.S. ambassador to Ghana. And then she, after that, became the first female chief of protocol of the United States. I had no idea about a lot of this.
No.
With Shirley Temple.
It all started
with the Arnold Palmer discussion.
Yeah. Wow. Talking about the alcohol-free drink. So anyway, that might be something we begin to do once a week, a deep Wikipedia dive on some personality.
Wikipedia Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, give us some of your suggestions. What do you want us to do a Wikipedia deep dive in next week?
It's 8:59. Jeff Poor is next.